The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, come on, tell me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. Stop it. Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Monday, everybody. Glad to be here. Glad that you are listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Here is something that, unfortunately, we got word of, and everybody around the world's talking about it, and we were discussing in studio just a little bit. I'm sure Mike's going to have more, Day-Day and Yeah Man, No Man, but Malcolm Jamal Warner passing away at age 54, drowning off the coast of Costa Rica.
Oof.
And again, for those who know about The Cosby Show and the influence that show had, and his character is Theo. And growing up and watching that, and the portrayals of those characters, Mike, and I think the show was on 8 seasons, if I remember correctly, but it's come out and it's been confirmed now that Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show, has passed away in an accidental drowning. So more on that to come, but I know there are people here in the A, and you know,
right. It's iconic TV show character, right?
Yeah, man. So it's crazy to think, but you know, you never know. And certainly, I'm sure there'll be an investigation and more details. But they are saying, Mike, one of those, you know, waves, high tide or whatever,
yep. High current, they're calling it.
Yeah. Yeah, that he got caught in. And so, you know, everybody, it's always like, and I've said this, and we love the beach and all that, but like everybody's like, I'm a great swimmer, has nothing to do with it. Like, it just, you've got to be careful, and sometimes if you're not familiar with those surroundings or situations, you can get caught up in this stuff. But that news breaking, but more on that coming. Hey, if you're just joining us, we're talking a lot about camp today because the countdown is on Thursday. We are headed to training camp. Nobody covers it more or better than Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All of our shows will be there. And here's the cool thing, guys. We'll be bringing you all the interviews and updates and the latest. Like, you are going to listen to this radio station over the next 5-6 weeks as we lead into football season. You're going to be ready. You're going to be ready for the season. You're going to be informed. You're going to be like, okay, I know what's going on. And that's where you want to be as we start what I think is the most important season that we've had in a decade. In a decade. Because we've not gone to the playoffs in 7 years. And if you're sitting there right now and you're willing to say, hey, Dukes and Bell, man, I love you guys, but I can go another 3 years without going to the playoffs, I don't know what to tell you.
Guys, when you don't go to the playoffs for 7 years, I mean, you're considered one of the worst teams in the league.
Franchises.
I mean, that's one that we would say, you know, before, remember, think about Detroit before they got Dan Campbell and things that are turned around for them. You think it was one of those joke teams. Only time you ever watch the Lions is on Thanksgiving, right? You don't want to be that team. But yeah, it's been 17. It was a 17th season, last time since we were in the playoffs. 18, we go 7-9, 19, 7-9, 24-12. Dan Quinn gets fired. Rod takes over. 21, Arthur Smith, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 8-9 last year under Coach Rod.
It's not enough.
After blowing a 6-3 lead in the division and all that.
Yeah, it's just and so that's why this is the most important season. And if you feel like, again, this team, from an organizational standpoint, has done the things they've needed to do to get better, right, with personnel. The year that what was it, Mike? I think it was Art's first year and Terry's first year where we were in cap hell, right?
Right, that was 2020.
You were willing to like give him a break because we just don't have the money. We've kicked this can down the road to pay Matt Ryan and make, you know, deals with other guys. All right, that was the exception. Outside of that, because all we were hoping for is like, can they be competitive? We're so far past that now when you look at the personnel on this team and guys that you're paying. Now, again, we still are not, from a big picture standpoint, Mike, we're not paying like the 49ers are paying their stars, right? Or some of the other two, the Chiefs or the Ravens. We're not there, but the personnel is certainly improved.
So there's the deal. I mean, this will be eight. We don't make the playoffs this year. This will be eight seasons. This makes you feel like you're a Falcons fan back in the 70s. Right? I mean, you know the deal. Could never win back-to-back seasons and all that. But this year, we feel good about Pettis. Feel good about this offense. If the defense kicks it in gear, if you can get, start scoring 28 points a game, take the pressure off your defense. But the schedule's rough. Tampa Bay has been the defending champion for a reason because they're pretty good. And I think people kind of just discount that. I think they got a good defense. They've got great skill positions. They've got tremendous wide receivers. Mm-hmm. They've added more at the wide receiver position. Got a good running back. They kind of got everything we got, you know? And a good quarterback. And say what you want. Baker knows what he's doing.
Yeah, they're the favorites. There's no beating around the bush. I mean, you can – look, if it was the Saints, I'd feel differently. Bucks are just really good, and they had our number, and I don't know if that changes. That's why we're going to play these games. We're going to talk more about it along the way. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O, man, let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There are two situations that are going on with the Cincinnati Bengals. One is Trey Hendrickson, but that's been going on. And the Bengals owner, Mike Brown, has said, we're not going to trade him. We are working on getting a deal done. The second situation has to do with Shamar Stewart, who Mike Brown explained that the holdup in getting Shamar Stewart signed isn't about money, but rather about contract guarantees in extreme disciplinary scenarios. Stewart's agent is pushing for the deal to remain fully guaranteed, even if Stewart were to commit a serious violation. This is all hypothetical, by the way, but you're saying...
What they expected him to do?
But they're saying, like, if something bad was to happen... And let's say he had to serve jail time, okay? That's what we're seriously talking about here. Mike Brown, the owner, is like, well, I'm not going to pay him.
Well, you drafted the guy. Didn't you do your due diligence about, you know, we talked about he was one of those guys, fair or unfair, that had red flags. Mike Green was one of those guys. We talked to a lesser extent about James Pierce Jr. and the perception. But Shamar Stewart was a high-risk, high-reward guy that was the darling of the combine.
So Mike Brown, Mike, talking about the Shamar Stewart contract language, this is a quote. I'm not making this up. The owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, well, if we get a player who does something unacceptable, guess what? I don't want to pay him. I really don't. If he's sitting in jail, I don't think I have to pay him. What are we talking about?
Now the Browns have a running back that they drafted in the second round, and they're not doing his contract because he is going to be potentially sitting in jail based on allegations of domestic abuse. See where that one goes. As we said, not judging. Everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but it's a developing story.
Yeah.
But in this case, you did your work, just like we did our work with Pierce. This is why the Browns, I mean, the Brown family, that's Mike Brown, going all the way back to Paul Brown, legendary coach. They're notoriously cheap. They do silly stuff. That's why for years, remember all those years under Marvin Lewis, they had all those knuckleheads like Vontaze Burfict. They would always draft guys that would fall to them because they had red flags. Because they felt value because the guy was a tremendous athlete, but he had no brain. And that's generally how they lived for much of the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. And by the way, this is JIC. Just in case. He's saying, we don't want this language in the contract. I'm not going to fully guarantee this because if in case this happens.
But I mean, it's almost like you're saying, you know, if Shamar goes and robs a series of banks, what are you talking about?
That's what he's. That's my point. What are we talking about? So that's where the holdup is. But guess what? This is the week that he should be there, and I don't know if he's going to be. So they're dealing with those things. Meanwhile, the Cowboys, Mike, and they're saying it's not going to be an issue. Micah Parsons has told people there he is at camp. He's ready to play. He's ready to report.
Uh-huh.
But are the Cowboys ready to pay Micah Parsons? Now, remember, who just got their deal? T.J. Watt, right? So we now know you're talking upwards of $40-plus million. Okay, with Micah Parsons.
And Dak, of course, you know, CeeDee Lamb got his deal, and Dak's the highest paid quarterback basically on the size of the contract per year. And you and I were talking about this off the air. It's almost like they're going to have to restructure Dak's deal.
Yes, they are.
There's no other way
to
keep those guys in the mix. He's going to make 24 this year.
Last year of his rookie deal?
Right. Yep. This is the club option they picked up for 25. So he's going into the unknown.
All right.
They can always franchise tag him, but that'll be super expensive.
Exactly. Now, especially now that number's gone up for edge guys. Here is Jerry today as the Cowboys embark on training camp. Always fun.
Is this going to be a long soundbite?
I know it's short, but Jerry, well, he went on and on. He rambled? Oh, great. Okay, well, let's hear Jerry talk about the scenarios.
Tend to do that, Carlos.
Of Micah Parsons and when they're going to pay him.
The other thing I would say is contracts are 4 or 5 years. Okay? There's a lot of water under the bridge if you step out there and do something in the first 2 or 3. You can get hit by a car. Seriously. And so there's a lot to look at over a lot of years that could make a big difference. Have you ever heard of any clubs committing to players and then they didn't pan out after they committed to them? We have.
I could be hit by a car today. Matter of fact, many Cowboy fans would wish I'd be hit by a car at this day.
Kill walking your doggy.
I mean, Jerry, you've drafted some pieces that are really good, and you got to pay them. This was always the conundrum about the Dak Prescott deal. You know, were you going to go back to the well and try to find one in the draft, or were you going to roll the dice with Dak? And some people feel that Dak's ceiling will always be the playoffs. Right? And
yeah,
doing something bad in the playoffs. He's got a great receiver. He's got one of the best defensive pieces in the league. He made a ridiculously uninspired decision with your head coach. You basically let McCarthy go and just brought his assistant in essence. So I have a hard time understanding what Jerry's doing. And then he'll talk about this in circles for all season, all off season, and then eventually they'll do a deal, but they got to restructure Dak.
Yeah,
you can get hit by a car.
Yeah, look.
Seriously.
This is all bull crap, and I'll tell you why. Unlike Kyler Murray, who whined and cried way early to get paid with the Cardinals, and they did. They caved and paid him. This is a guy who's actually playing through his rookie deal and has shown you once, twice, three times, first team All-Pro. Not Pro Bowl, not voted by his peers as a really good guy. This dude has shown up. And he's one of the best players in the league. And what Jerry is insinuating here, from my perspective, Mike, is like, okay, we could pay him, but it could go wrong. You've had him for 5 years, and he's been balling his butt off.
You know what happened, Carl? One time I gave Joey Galloway a lot of money.
That he did do that.
To bite me in the butt.
He did do that. Yes, that's true, Jerry. You did.
That was dumb.
You're an NFL owner. There's risk involved, but I think you just said it. Micah Parsons' sample size is pretty darn impressive.
Completely different. And by the way,
he doesn't have fat cat syndrome. This guy wants to win. He's just, matter of fact, he's on record as saying he's sick and tired of losing with these guys he's playing with.
Yeah, now,
he might alienate some guys in the locker room, but he says it.
And he's not been a drama guy, right? Right. I mean, honestly, here's the thing. Jerry's acting as if when they cut the check to Dak, he was outside the, you know, throwing his own press conference. When they cut the check to CeeDee Lamb, he didn't say anything. Like, that's those guys I need to win. He's not been a drama guy. So I think that's all bull crap. I think Jerry, Mike, you said it. He's going to talk about this all season. Right. They'll play it out. And God forbid, I don't know, Micah has 9 sacks and there'll be some fall off.
He did this with Dez Bryant. He did it with Dez. He's done it with everybody. And he'll go on when he does like the two like weekly spots that he does on Dallas radio and talk in circles. And Steve in the back. That's right, Daddy. Daddy, my hat came off.
Too bad your head wasn't in it.
So the Cowboys are just, they are what they are. We won't talk about dysfunction, though. How about the players of the rank and file and the management of the NFL Players Association? You see what happened?
I did.
Now, we talked last week, and this was kind of, you know, pretty self-explanatory. You had a guy spending money on his expense account that was kind of embarrassing because it came back to say, well, what the hell's going on here? J.C. Treader, who's the NFL Players Association Chief Strategy Officer, he's resigning because he feels that over the last couple of days it's gotten hard for his family. He's got no interest in being the executive director. And some of this is saying it's just more about the fallout from the Lloyd Howell, who's the guy that was here at, you know, Magic City. And by the way, total amateur move going back and back to the ATM machine. I mean, it's like going to a $25 craps table with $50 cash. You're going to come with $1,000. You walk into Magic City, you're going to have $1,000 cash. And also to pay the $8.99 on the ATM charge, not that I know anything about that, that's just silly,
it's
Carl.
Ridiculous. I agree.
So now you got guys.
They're getting you both ways.
Players that are former players are saying, Will Compton, former linebacker, says, we got to be the dumbest union in all of sports. Because you found out that basically the ownership was colluding to not give guys like Lamar Jackson more guaranteed money, and you guys have the smoking gun and didn't do anything with it. And then basically even an arbitrator says that's kind of what happened, and you don't make any money off it. So a lot of folks rank and file to the league are saying, we really do have some knuckles.
The wait is finally over.
Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Players running this league.
Player side of it. I don't know where they're going to go with leadership moving forward, but maybe this is what needed to happen to get this part of this situation under wraps.
And Pablo Torre was getting heat for all this stuff about Belichick. Remember, he was one of the first guys to get underneath the fingernails of the Players Association.
Yes, he was.
And his reporting was on point.
No, he's solid, man. I mean, like that. Remember, we're going to sue.
Right.
Nobody's suing.
Nope.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.